reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days were completed for their purification according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph took Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. Just as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate of the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, "Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you were prepared in the sight of all the peoples, a light for the revelation to the Gentiles, and glory for your people Israel." The Gospel of the Lord. Many of us can remember celebrating on February 2nd the Feast of the Purification of Mary, or, as it was popularly called, Candlemas Day. It's the day when the candles for use in the church and for people's private devotions are still blessed and distributed. But the ceremony I have the clearest memory of was in our priories, we would have a procession, each member of the house carrying a lighted taper. The prior, as I recall, would go in first and stand at the head, and each member of the house would then come up and bow before him, hand him the taper, and kiss his hand. For me, it was an image of immolation, of self-giving, a kind of repeating of the vow of obedience. Of course, someone cynically pointed out to me that it wasn't such a good sign, because what happened to the candle? Well, the prior would hand the lighted candle off to the sacristan so we could take the candle from the next person coming along. The sacristan would then blow the candle out and put it in the box with the other candles for use again the next year. Is that what obedience is really about? Getting blown out and put aside for next year? Well, now we don't celebrate the Feast of the Purification anymore. Instead, we celebrate the Feast of the Presentation. The Gospel reading is even the longer version. It certainly is more about Jesus and his presentation in the temple than about the simpler ceremony of the purification of a woman who has just given birth, which didn't even have to take place in the temple. Listen to what Luke has to say. Jesus is to be light of revelation to the Gentiles, glory of Israel, destined for the rise and the fall of many. The other readings add that he is Malachi, that he is a messenger, a refiner's fire, or a fuller's lie, a refiner of silver, the Psalm, King of Glory, Hebrews, he's a sharer in our blood and flesh, but the destroyer of death. Like us, but a merciful and faithful high priest, an expiator a helper of those being tested. About Mary, in the longer version of the gospel, all that is said is Simeon turns to her and says, "And your own soul a sword shall pierce." So the Mass is really a lot more about the presentation of Jesus. And as a matter of fact, the purpose of the feast has always been to form a kind of bridge from the Christmas season and ordinary time into Lent. I still like the idea of Candlemas, and I still like the idea that the thing about a candle is that it is used up in providing what a candle provides, light. It gives itself up. And that is certainly what Jesus did in giving himself for us to death. It is certainly what Mary did, and so we cannot forget her in this celebration. But it is also a call for us, a call for us to live self-immolation. Yes, the candle is burned up, and we must see ourselves as being burned up in the service of the Lord. So, presentation, or purification, or Candlemas, it's all about following our Lord Jesus Christ, seeing ourselves as in service to the Lord, to the point of being burned up.